Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, Cole DeRoos of How About Those Chiefs is going to join us on the show today. We're going to have different Chiefs content creators join us on the show and give us their thoughts on the Chiefs as they are coming off their bye week and getting ready for the Denver Broncos. In the meantime, Rob, let's talk about the top story in the National Football League, which is talking about Brian Daboll. Now, forgive me if I'm speaking out of turn, but there is not a single person among us that thought it was going to work out this season for Brian Daboll in New York. You didn't have a lot of talent, and your quarterback options were between Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and a rookie. Now, I don't know how many people had major expectations for the Giants this year. Their over-under in Vegas was 5.5. Now, teams exceed their over-under for sure. I don't know many people that thought that the Colts could maybe be the best team in the NFL, but here we are. But the chance for the Giants was always a very low percentage chance. This is what I don't understand, and if you guys can help me with it, I would really appreciate it. 913-586-7965. Why do these teams draft a quarterback with the number 3 overall pick, number 7 overall pick, and they go into the season with a general manager who is on the hot seat? That's how they got such a high draft pick. A head coach who is also on that same hot seat, sharing it with them, and they just try to start fresh with the quarterback, knowing the moment that something goes wrong, because it's always going to go wrong, they are immediately going to fire everybody who makes the decisions. Why does this happen every single year? Did anybody think that Matt Eberflus was going to keep that job last year in Chicago? When they had the number 1 overall pick and they got Caleb Williams and you're looking at Matt Eberflus, did you guys think, you know what, this is when he turns things around? No, he's not going to turn it around. If you're going to start fresh, then start fresh. Start over. Just press reset. Why do you then spend a first round pick on a quarterback with the head coach that you know is on a short leash and you're going to get rid of before the end of the season? Why don't you be proactive and do this from the beginning? I mean, the Giants aren't the last team to do this. We know this is going to happen. There's going to be a team next year that has Ty Simpson or Dante Moore or Mendoza, and they're going to have a lame duck head coach. This feels like something the Saints would do. Why do we do this? We knew how this was going to play itself out. Well, now we're here. Jackson Dart got hurt, which, I mean, if you follow Jackson Dart at Ole Miss, I don't know if you guys watch this or not, but they do the quarterback camp still. The Gruden that used to do the quarterback camp for ESPN, he now does for Barstool. And he was telling Jackson Dart, hey, your play style, it is going to get you hurt. You can do that at Ole Miss, and I get it. That's part of your personality. But in this league, they're bigger, stronger, and faster. So we kind of knew some of the risk when it came to Jackson Dart. You kind of knew what you were getting yourself into. Brian Daboll, who's trying to save his job, maybe tries to put him out there because you got to try to win this game. You end up losing this game, which has kind of been par for the course with you. They fire you. It's just a waste of everybody's time. NFL organizations, I beg of you, I implore of you, please stop doing this. When you start fresh next year and you hire a new general manager, in most situations, also fire the head coach. When you have the seventh overall pick and then you get a new quarterback, but your head coach is now heading into year four and he's never had a winning season, I'm telling you, fire him right then and there and start over. Rob, why do these teams do this? This is one of the easiest storylines to see it play itself out each and every season.
It makes no sense to me. Now, it's possible. I don't know all the inner workings of every team in the NFL. It's impossible to know that. I don't know what happens with job security and all those things. Like, for when it does happen, you have a coach, you say, hey, we're going to give you one last shot. Obviously, no one wants to be fired. No one likes for getting fired. So if you're Brian Daboll, I understand why you're quick to get to Jackson Dart. Why you, despite the injury issues, are still running Jackson Dart the way that you probably shouldn't be running Jackson Dart. And this season, he's flirted with concussion protocol a few different times. I understand that. What I don't understand is, to your point, if I'm the Mara family, if I'm whoever, and I know we're going to draft a quarterback this year in the first round, I'm firing my head coach before that draft. I just am. Look at the Titans. Why was Brian Callahan ever given an opportunity to coach Cam Ward? Why? It wasn't like the Titans were good before, you know, Cam Ward. They were the number one overall pick. It wasn't like they were feisty and 7-9. They traded up. Nope. I know that Bryce Young is kind of a roller coaster career. He's had some good moments. He had some bad moments. Why was Frank Reich given the shot to ever coach him? You should just, when you clean house, clean house.
100%.
Now, I imagine these GMs are the ones making the decisions, and these GMs are not going full house cleaning mode because they're trying to protect their job. Because the second story that came out today is, as of now, Joe Sheen, the GM of the Giants, is safe. But he's now on the hot seat, and I could see a scenario where he gets fired.
I mean, he's 100% getting fired.
No doubt. So I could see a scenario where the GM keeps the coach because firing a coach raises alarm bells, and you think we're going to turn around and you convince ownership to just give you more time. It's got to be job security, but logically, if I was an owner, if I was whoever, hey, we have a top five pick. Hey, we're the Jets. Are you keeping Aaron Glenn next year to coach Mendoza, to coach Ty Simpson? I think Aaron Glenn's got to get run. I know that Vrabel is a unique situation because Drake May is a second-year quarterback. Robert Kraft and co saw quickly, this isn't working between Drake May and I forget even who it was. Gerard Mayo. They let Gerard Mayo go. See you later, buddy. Sorry. Goodbye. That's what you got to do. It's cold. It's harsh. It's calculated. But you can't let lame duck coach quarterbacks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.